Pozdravljeni v 207. krosu iz Maribora, kjer se pravkar zaključuje festival komorne glasbe, Glasbeni september, ki je postregal s svežim programom na stičišču sodobne klasične in world glasbe. Festival smo že predstavili v prejšnjem Cross Radio, zato tokrat samo še en spomin na nesporni vrhunec tega festivala, zasedba Theology, ki je v sredo v Mariboru prikazala svetovni nivo muziciranja in že prav nadglasbene umetniške užitke. Za spomin poslušamo danes še eno njihovo skladbo iz albuma Around the World in 77 Minutes, Tio Mbaye, posvečeno senegalskemu mojstru džembe. Nekako so v sredo segrevali prenovljeno osrednjo mariborsko koncertno dvorano Union, nemško-angleško-avstrijski mojstri Theology. V skladu s splošnim prebujanjem mesta v septembru, po že tradicionalno zaspanem avgustu, pa je pričel s koncertno aktivnostjo tudi edini mariborski jazz klub Sačmo. Ta četrtek 29. septembra so gostili vrhunsko-avstrijsko zasedbo Klaus Payer Trio pod vodstvom virtuoznega harmonikaša Klausa Payerja, ki poleg klavirske harmonike poprime tudi za bandoneon. O glasbeni poti od študija harmonike, džeza in kompozicije v Celovcu do bandoneona, tanga, sodobne klasike, world music in številnih udejanjenih lastnih projektov nam bo povedal iz prve roke v intervjuju, ki smo ga posneli ob njegovem tokratnem obisku v Mariboru.
So it is quite appropriate to start an interview with introducing your band. Who are the members of Klaus Payer Trio?
The original formation is a trio with accordion, bandoneon, bass and drums, and the bass player is Stefan Frerer, mm-hmm. The drums player, the name is Roman Verne. And we come from Austria, Carinthia, we live in Carinthia, also in Vienna. Yeah, and now we are on a very, very big European tour.
On this tour you present the latest album, I think it's called Tiempo. There are a lot of different styles of music on it, different influences. Maybe you can tell us what's the main thing that connects everything together.
Yeah, we have different style of music. On this CD, Tiempo, this is a Spanish word. In English is time. The name is time. And I write the music and special for accordion, bandoneon, like jazz. Then also tango elements are, I like also French sound, accordion sound, also Balkan sound.
And you mentioned jazz, tango nuevo and so on. What world does your music come from mainly? Is that tango nuevo or jazz? What would you say?
I don't know. I write what I feel. I think a very, very important is music for my instrument. For my instrument, accordion is for a good sound. I think the accordion is a very percussive instrument, and on the other hand, a very melancholic instrument. So I find my language, or the sound of this instrument in tango, also in tango, but I have also tango elements. This is not original tango. This is only elements. I like also French music, French musette, the traditional music, but we play not traditional music. This is a mix between the roots of accordion and, I think, contemporary music.
Your first instrument is accordion, as I said, and it's normal for someone who is into jazz and world music to discover bandoneon. And how was that story for you? How did you come to play bandoneon?
Why I play this music, this was the sound before I start with accordion, like jazz, this music. I love bandoneon very much, more than accordion. The sound is very great for me, and I like the music from the Argentinian bandoneon player Dino Saluzzi, also Piazzolla, like tango. And I will start with this trio. I have the idea to learn also the bandoneon. I love this instrument. And a few years ago I have learned this instrument, and now I will play every concert with this instrument, accordion and bandoneon.
So you had a teacher for bandoneon, or did you learn it yourself?
No. Teacher, this is not possible to learn in Austria, also in Germany. I think in Buenos Aires you can study bandoneon also. I think so in France you can study, but not in Austria.
You mentioned both of the great names of bandoneon playing, Astor Piazzolla, the legendary, and also Dino Saluzzi. So who would be closer to your music, maybe a greater influence on you, Dino Saluzzi or Astor Piazzolla?
I think at first it was from the bandoneon sound was Dino Saluzzi. After him, I come to the music of Piazzolla. So some years later, but I like the modern sound. This is other music from Dino Saluzzi as Piazzolla. Piazzolla have his own creation of tango, the Tango Nuevo. But at first it was Saluzzi, yes.
Thank you. your original studies, your education is mainly from the Jazz Academy in Klagenfurt?
Yes, I have studied accordion on a conservatory in Klagenfurt, but at first classical music, contemporary music, and after this it was possible for me with this instrument accordion to study jazz.
You studied classical, accordion playing and also composition, and you also did some projects in that field. I also read somewhere on the internet that your influences are like Erik Satie, Béla Bartók. You also played with radio string quartet. So
yes, I have different projects. The mainly project is the trio, and in the year 2000 we have a CD production started. The title is Movimiento, and there was the idea to work with a string quartet. And now this is the radio string quartet, and last year we have a very, very interesting recording in Italy, in Perugia, with this quartet, only a string quartet and accordion bandoneon, and I write something for this formation. Before you can write for string quartet, it's another word than to play jazz, and so to have study music also. Satie, my favorite composer, Béla Bartók, and so.
Maybe we can return to the accordion-bandoneon difference. You play both instruments. Maybe how is the feeling different? How do you choose which song to play on bandoneon and which song to play on accordion?
The instruments are very different. The sound is also different, to learn, to play is different. I think the accordion is more percussive instrument. I have a bigger, what can I say, volume. It is louder, I think so. The bandoneon is a very, very filigrane instrument. Right? Something more melancholic. When I write music, I think on bandoneon or accordion. And when I write, okay, this is, I can other lines to play with a bandoneon and this accordion. I think it's very different.
So in the first part of the concert you played only accordion, so can we expect in the second part you will play some more bandoneon?
In the second part I will now bandoneon, some pieces now, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how is with the new album? Maybe we can return to that. What is the inspiration for the compositions? Are there more accordion compositions, more bandoneon, or the general feeling of the album?
I think so, half-half. We have some accordion pieces and also some bandoneon pieces. I think this is a half and half, you know, on this album. I start with bandoneon with the album, in the last album, Movimiento. And on this album I have played two or three pieces, I think, on tempo. There are five or six pieces there with bandoneon.
What do you prefer, to play in clubs like that, like jazz clubs, with also amplification, or do you also play in concert halls without amplifying?
It's very different. We play also in jazz clubs, in classical halls, in bigger halls, in very small halls. For 2 years ago we have played very interesting concerts in Israel, also with a project with a string orchestra. And the hall was a very big theater, and it's on this tour we play, I think so, more in little concert halls than jazz clubs.
So where do you go next? Where does the tour take you to the next place?
Tomorrow we go at home to Austria, to Upper Austria, a very good place. Then we go to Germany, then Switzerland, also in France, in Paris we have one concert, Luxembourg, Poland, Praha, and then we come at home in Austria and some concerts in Austria. It's a real tour till the end of October. Every day, we play every day concerts. It's a very big tour.
Great, so maybe for the end, maybe you can say something we left out, some important thing you would like to tell, maybe some thoughts to share with the listeners?
Don't know.
Tako torej Klaus Payer, ki nas je navdušil v jazz klubu Sačmo, predtem pa je s triom gostoval tudi v ljubljanskem kudu France Prešeren. To bo vse za 207. Kros iz Maribora, katerega septembrsko dogajanje so zaznamovali predvsem festivali in koncerti Ethno World obarvane glasbe. Prispevek sem tokrat pripravil Andrej Hrvatin.